You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here from Day Weather out in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Let's take a look at the weather forecast, and we'll start in the hard red winter wheat-growing regions of Kansas, a little bit of Oklahoma, parts of Nebraska, where the Wheat Quality Council is hosting its tour this week. What kind of conditions will the folks on that tour be working under?
Well, first of all, it's going to be just textbook May. A little bit of everything is coming their way. Temperatures up and down right now. They are going to be enjoying some mild weather after some cool and wet weather in wheat country over this past weekend. There's going to be another storm system here later this week and into the weekend that will bring more rain and thunderstorm activity to Nebraska, to Kansas, to Oklahoma, and many areas of Texas. Right now, the weather's pretty good in those areas, but we'll be turning wet and unsettled this weekend and early next week.
And let's bring it a little closer to home. What kind of weather conditions for planting in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster ride. Now, areas that I think may be getting a little bit wet that could interfere with planting will be Nebraska. They had a lot of rain this past weekend, some snow in the far western areas of Nebraska. They're looking at 1 to 2 inches of rainfall over the next 10 days. And that's also going to extend into Iowa. That's going to extend into northern Missouri, eastern Kansas, as well as southeast Minnesota and all of Wisconsin, and then spreading eastward across the rest of the Corn Belt. Now, we do see those heavier rains coming over the next week to 10 days. There'll be breaks, though. It won't be continuous. But every 3 days, there's going to be a system moving through, bringing rain and thunderstorm activity to all of the Corn Belt. So that may slow down, folks, but hopefully folks can catch their breath in between these systems.
So here we are in the first week of May. Last week, you thought that the first 3 weeks of this month might be fairly wet. Are conditions continuing to look that way? And is it as wet as you thought it might be?
I would say yes and yes to all of those. I think the precipitation amounts are going to be near to above normal in many areas. But as I alluded to earlier, there's going to be gaps. We don't see one particular storm setting in and staying around for days and days, but a high frequency of systems coming through. So this is going to be hopefully striking a balance between getting adequate precipitation, but allowing some drying in between these systems. So maybe we can get the best of both worlds, but it certainly would favor a trend that is going to be cool and wet with these systems coming through the first 3 weeks of the month.
Are the systems more likely to be 3 days or 5 or 7 days apart?
I'd go with 3 to 4 days.
It might be not long enough to dry things out. We'll see. It depends on how much rainfall comes with each one of them, I suppose. It's always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Todd.